Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. The New York Giants celebrate their 90th season in 2014, and they will open up their home campaign on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Obviously, for the Giants, week one did not go as planned, as they were not able to deal with the defensive front of the Detroit Lions, and the Lions cruised to a 35-14 victory. All right, you take a look at things critically. The offensive line as a group has to play better for this team to be successful. You can talk about McAdoo's new offensive scheme. Heck, you could bring in any offensive system. If you don't block properly and you can't establish the run game, you're not going to be able to run any type of system. Your quarterback's going to be running for his life, and you're going to be in very third and long situations on a repeated basis. Giants also need the tight ends to play their role as far as the blocking's concerned. And then in passing situations, the running backs have to do their part. Arizona provides an interesting challenge for the Giants. They have some injuries on their defensive front, but they're very active as a group, and they have really good corners. So they're going to be able to man up a little bit. If they do that and they bring pressure, communication with that front is going to be very important to identify where the blitzes are coming so that the Giants can then attack downfield, which takes us to the second level of this equation. The receivers have to win their battles on the outside. Between Antonio Cromartie and Patrick Peterson, these are two very talented corners. But it's time to win your battles and win the one-on-one matchups. Give Eli some opportunities to make some plays and start fast in this football game. You know, get a couple first downs on that first series. Get downfield and get a score on the board. Relax the crowd, relax the team, and start playing with a little bit of ease. That's my perspective. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Papa's Perspective.